Be patient. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In Montgomery, police are investigating a two-vehicle crash that ended with a car inside of a building early this morning. Officials tell us it happened near Madison Avenue and Union Street. Montgomery Fire says the other vehicle involved was a school bus, but there were no children on board at the time. Even with all of that damage, there are only minor injuries. Plus, the Montgomery Police Department has arrested Carlos Geraldo, 26, of Montgomery, for burglary first degree and sodomy first degree. Monday at about 1:34 p.m., MPD responded to the 500 block of Festival Place after receiving a report of a residential burglary. On scene, they found an adult female victim who said that an unknown subject unlawfully entered her home, sexually assaulted her, and stole her personal belongings. And Walmart and Kroger recently announcing they are no longer allowing customers to open carry in stores. Walmart has also said it's going to stop selling handguns and certain types of ammunition. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today. High temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we have one accident on Federal Drive at Biltmore, so be careful if you're passing through that area. If you're on I-85, the slowdown has begun around the interchange. If you're headed into downtown, be prepared to slow down. I-65 is still up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard is packed with traffic, so be careful. We see a lot of congestion around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and the Atlanta Highway. And the 31s look good this afternoon. There is a pretty big crowd headed towards Wetumpka, so just take your time and be patient. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Holy mackerel. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road. Thank you.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, and if the question is love or money, today I'm going with money, baby. I'm still young. I can find love later. I want to figure out how to make my money work, and I have the man just for the job. On the phone with us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Mr. Cha-Ching himself. We have Brant McDonald. Hey, how you doing, Brant?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. God, I can't believe we're already halfway through the week. That's what a Labor Day, holiday will do. It's kind of strange. But so how are you? How are things today with Greg on the road?
I haven't actually heard from him, so I assume things are actually going pretty well. His plan was to leave at 3 in the morning like he usually does, get down to Tallahassee, and then make a decision on which route to take, given the weather and the feeder bands hitting the state of Florida. But he's done that trip so many times, I'm not real worried about him. It's good that he could get away, and I'm doing well. I'm feeling good. The show's been going well. I mean, I got into somewhat of an economic point on the first hour of the show, talking about fossil fuels, and it's something I've learned, basic economics, Brant, and it can be extended to all sorts of things. See the unseen. You have to see all the multiple factors that play out before going, oh, this is bad, this is good. You really have to assess and crunch a lot of data to understand, well, maybe something on the face of it that looks bad is actually something that can work out for the benefit of all society, like fossil fuels, for instance.
Yeah, hey, listen, isn't that the darn truth? You know, we deal with that every day around here, and with fossil fuels, with all kinds of things, because I'll give you an example. Even just looking at empirical data, the old school kind of data, if you will. You go back to the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, heck, even before that. But sometimes this data comes in and you can't look at it through the same lens that you once did because you have all these different things going on now with technological advancements, even in the area of fossil fuels. I'm right there with you on that. And there are multiple sort of different viewpoints you have to take to really understand it in the modern age, I would say. You know, that's the key word, the modern age. And because, you know, it's just to make these broad sweeping conclusions about anything is not really probably the best course of action to take.
Absolutely. And it comes from this sort of utopian idealism and I think a sense of wanting to control everything through politics, especially from Democrats on the left. But I did read something earlier today, and forgive me for not bringing it up before, but I found it fascinating. It was from the American Institute for Economic Research, something like that. And it was talking about how this political or at least news topical talking point of the media is talking down the economy. And to a degree, I think there has been an extra emphasis on this could be a recession. But is that the way the stock market is actually working? Could just all the newspapers and big online companies and cable news networks just get together and talk the economy off a cliff?
You know, in years past, they could. Absolutely, they could. Today, it's not so easy. Certainly with people who, you've got a contingent, let's say, of our citizenry that get the, you know, their main news from the big headlines of, say, the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN or whatever it may be. And so they're very sort of limited on the types of information that they're getting, and so it's hard for them to make judgments, and they base everything on what they're hearing from those types of mainstream outlets. And so from that standpoint, you still have a little bit of that going on. But at the end of the day, you know, stock markets have changed. Stock markets are not like they used to be, again, you know, in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. There are a lot of people out there who still own individual stocks, and they're long-term investors, you know, and all of that. But markets today are really more a function of institutional, capital flows. And I really mean that. I mean, we're intertwined globally now more than we've ever been before. And so, you know, if you want to sort of take those two topics and blend them together, on the one hand, you do have this real sort of fear and anxiety on a global scale because of things that are happening in Europe and the way that countries there have mismanaged their fiscal policies and their balance sheets and all of that. And then the same thing in the Pacific Rim, where you have some emerging economies that are doing quite well, but then a communist country that masquerades as a capitalistic country and has incredible leverage and have their own problems. And so you've got two-thirds of the world's economy out there that's grappling with this deflationary fear that's on the horizon. And so you've got this great backdrop, if you will, a great backdrop that Democrats and liberals can seize upon to say, see what's going on everywhere. Mm. This is all because of policies in the U.S. And it's a convenient sort of story for them. When in reality, what's happening is the U.S. has sort of broken away and is the only really sort of shiny spot in the global economy. And the rest of the world continues to really suffer because of very, very poor fiscal management. And that's the reality. That is the reality. And I go back to, and this is something I know you love reading these kinds of things, but, you know, in your spare time, research the impact that the corporate tax rate reduction has caused on the rest of the world. I think you would find it fascinating. I know I have. You know, when we were at 35%, we were the highest taxed, in terms of corporate tax in the world. And that has a way of deflecting capital. You know, it sort of deflects capital away from us and into other countries with lower tax rates. So by default, we were subsidizing other economies, including China. And now all we've done is we've reduced our tax rate down to effectively around a 13% rate, which puts us lower than many, many, many other countries, a lot of European countries, a lot of even China. And so guess what? A lot of that capital is leaving those markets and finding its way into America And I think that's a story that's not being talked about enough or really told in the right way, and could be a lot of what is going on and what we're seeing with respect to weakness globally, but yet the U.S. economy continues to hold up.
So as capital flees those places and comes to the U.S., it means good news for people, say, in the U.S. stock market who will know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we have to remember that markets are a function of, you know, portfolio managers and individual investors around the world making decisions about what they think is going on in the world. And smart money, or you would believe smart money, if you look, like today, I'm looking at my monitor in my office, which many of my clients have seen, and I'm looking at our largest portfolio, and every single position in it is green today, which is very, very rare, very rare. Because, you know, we've got some of the S&P 500 in there, but we've also got, you know, AAA, you know, type treasuries and things like that. We've got even gold in there. So this is sort of odd, you know, to have gold, treasuries, and stocks all up the same day. So, you know, that tells me that there's still enough nervousness out there that money continues to pour into some of these defensive areas. But yet the market was up because of a feel-good thing in Hong Kong over the tensions, you know, beginning to go down because the, I guess it's the prime minister, she pulled that bill, you know.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it.
Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong leader, got rid of the extradition bill, which was what started all these protests in the first place.
Yeah, and that, yes. And so that has really helped a lot. And but, you know, back to what we were talking about. Absolutely. You know, they're going to use the negative news out there to try to change, you know, the dialogue from being that the U.S. is really a great success story right now, and some of the things we've done with corporate taxes really helped our country and our citizens. They're going to take it and remold it into the whole world is suffering, and we're about to be suffering because of all this.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and it's kind of this doomsayer narrative that, I mean, also, even if you think something like that's coming on in 2-3 years or whenever, you still can plan your way through this. You can, you know, you can actually have a strategy as opposed to just headlines that bad news ahead. Like, I get so frustrated with the press in that way.
Well, listen, I'm in my 30th year now. Managing money, and I've managed money through some really, really times. You know, you can go back to one of the really crazy ones, the '97 Asian currency crisis, and then the .com with the big meltdown in the NASDAQ, and then 9/11. You know, and then obviously financial crisis in 2007, 2008. So I've managed all of those, and I've learned, you know, this. It is important to manage risk. You do have to manage risk, but you can't panic.
Right.
You have to understand what's going on, and we will live to kind of fight another day. Things, you go through these rough patches, and eventually they work out, so you can't make knee-jerk reactions. But managing risk is important.
Well, and I will just tell folks, based on that note, whether don't panic, have a plan, and just do it now. If you're looking to invest and have a plan for the future, a strategy for building your life and your wealth ahead, give Brandon's team a call at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. It's a sit-down, seeing where you are in life, how they can help you out, and the plans are going to be unique to where you are in life. Is that correct, Brent?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I would have to agree.
Okay. Well, again, 387-0094, and Brent, I appreciate you calling in today, and I hope you give me a call tomorrow, and we'll be chatting about whatever's coming our way in the news. I'm getting tired of looking at this hurricane on my TV screen, I'll be honest.
It's really incredible, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, I don't know that this has ever happened before, from what I can recall anyway. It's really pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
But so far, so good, right? I mean, right. It hasn't, you know, so that's the good news in it. But, I look forward to talking tomorrow.
Right. I look forward to it, Brent. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you so much again to Brian. And give them a call, especially if you need to plan your future. And it's you're not too young, you're not too old. Give them a call, 387-0094. It's good to just have a plan because it's really is this new leaf I've turned over, guys. It is. Like, things, crap happens.
It does.
Like, things can go bad.
Yeah.
But generally, there's this fascinating article I read 2-3 years ago where imagine you're a time traveler and you go back to 1900. And these people in 1900 accept, like, oh, you're from the future. You're from 2019. What's the next century going to be like, man? And you're like, one side of you at least is like, oh, it's going to be hell on earth. These machines of war like you've never known.
Yeah, but the other side's like, you know what? When you get the diarrhea, you're not going to die anymore.
Right. It's like
dysentery is not a death disease. Right.
The worst things possible will happen, and some of the greatest things ever will happen. We'll put a man on the moon. You'll have, hey, women, men, you won't have to wash your clothes with a washboard anymore. There'll be these things called washing machines.
Dirt floors.
Like you'll have all these amazing innovations that save time, save money, allow you to live a freer, happier life and do what you want. And there are going to be some people that now that they have more money and freedom, they don't know what the hell to do with my life. I thought I was just going to live in drudgery and trudge through the muddy farms of this nation and make my living hand to mouth. But no. Life is going to be generally getting better, despite all the calamities that happen. And that's kind of my perspective these days. Yeah, things are going to suck. As long as we don't, have massive nuclear war. No, we need to nuke. Have you seen how long this hurricane has been riding up the Gulf Stream? We need to nuke that sucker right now.
Should have nuked it when we had the chance.
This guy sometimes, man.
It's too close to the coastline now. God.
Have you seen people? They're getting mad about the Sharpie mark.
I know. It's just ridiculous. But here, serious news. Brent did mention it. I want to reiterate it. Hong Kong, a victory, a small one for the protesters in Hong Kong. The leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam. First off, I think yesterday she said if she could step down, she would. That's a weird thing to say.
She can't?
No. If she stepped down, she'd end up dead.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese government in Beijing wouldn't like that too much. It would show too much weakness if she stepped down. So, it's like, it's kind of like when you're in the trenches in World War I. Son, you might not like that mustard gas coming at you, but if you turn around, I'm going to kill you right here. Like, you know, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, I guess I'm going to face the gas. I guess I'm going to face the protesters. But Carrie Lam today withdrew this controversial extradition bill that started this whole movement for freedom in Hong Kong. The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. It triggered months of unrest and posed the gravest challenge to Xi Jinping since he came to power in 2012. And great victory, but you better watch out. Hong Kongers, be careful, because you won this little victory. But you better believe Xi is going to bite back. He's my friend. But, you know, I'm Donald Trump. I'm president. You're hungry. I love that you're waving the American flag. So beautiful. So wonderful. It's like the best thing ever. But watch out. He's a tough player. He plays hardball. I mean, I've had some really bad dudes. They're not nice dudes. You don't want to have dinner with them. You don't want to hang out with them. But you need these bad MFers to get in there and tell these folks, this is how we're going to make a deal. Like Lightsinger? Woo. Watch out for that guy. Don't let him get near your wife or children. Like, he's just... But he's great when it comes to trade deals. So Xi plays a hard game. So watch out, Hong Kongers. Watch out.
Hong Konger?
Yeah.
More than one Kong.
The people of Hong Kong. But no, that's great news. The markets were up, especially in Hong Kong. That's good news. And a small victory for freedom in that part of the world. You don't get many of those in that part of the world. But let's go back to our topic at hand. Mascots. Offensive mascots. I mean, it's a good thing, though, the University of Auburn, or Auburn University, the University of Alabama.
I can't believe it either.
I went to Auburn. I just said that. Well, the reason I said that is I was just trying to pull any old university out of my backside to say I'm so glad they got rid of that Nazi goose-stepping mascot. That's a real offensive mascot.
A Nazi goose?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Like, and it's got the swastika, you know, and no.
Seth, you're the Nazi. You should know all about that.
You should know all about
it. I know one.
It was a Nazi, man.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you would think from some of the white people reacting, it's like we got Nazi mascots. We got Klan mascots.
A couple of those mascots look like me.
Right. Exactly. No, but there's really a move to get rid of all sorts of mascots. And we already covered the Colonial, which is George Washington University, in a city named after George Washington. The mascot kind of looks like George Washington, but students there have voted to get rid of the Colonial mascot because it represents systematic oppression.
And that just, to me, shows their low understanding, IQ, intelligence, or what have you.
And
because it's glorifying
history.
That the Colonials, and we covered this, they raised up, and they're no longer colonials. We are Americans now.
Everybody,
we have our own country. Well, and, we kick their butt.
Well, and also, there is a point to be made, isn't that? And it's the founders talked about it. They knew it. The deep irony is that we are calling for all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. But, oh, man, we got slavery still going on. Damn. And we can't let the women folk vote either. I mean, and they knew it.
Yeah,
there were more radical.
I don't necessarily have a problem with the not letting the women folk vote.
Oh, good Lord.
We won't get on that.
Can you take that paddle home?
Hmm?
You know that Southern Wood paddle, that Southern Wood Abides paddle?
Yeah.
And could you hand it to Rowena when you get home tonight and tell her that Joey said use this how you want?
She gave it back to me.
Not this time.
Anyway, the next mascot under threat, well, it's already been taken out, is the Pioneer.
I hope she's not listening.
After failed attempts to replace retired mascot Denver Boone, Daniel Boone?
Yeah.
Denver Boone. The University of Denver now has no official mascot. Now,
Denver Boone, come on. They could have come up with a better name than that.
Now, look, I'm with Seth on this one.
There was no creativity.
Nothing to do with it being Denver Boone, the mascot. That's the stupidest mascot I think I've ever seen. And look at him. He's like a goof.
Don't get me started. Whenever I see these, like, vote for your favorite mascot, Capital One commercials, like, I'm always like, okay, Aubie's kind of cool. But most mascots, like, who? Okay, University of Alabama. All you Crimson Tide fans. We don't call them the Alabama Elephants. How many of you really love Big Al? Oh, no. I think open. 272-9228. But we call him the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and they throw shade all the time about, what's War Eagle? Well, how you got War Eagle and you're the Auburn Tigers? I mean, at least there's a story behind it.
Right, and there's an eagle that freaking flies around the stadium that's awesome. I'm a jaded person to this day. That's so cool. Have you ever been there when that happened?
No, I've never been there.
You have to.
Dude, every hair on your hairy body will stand up when you see that big freaking eagle flying around.
That's a lot of hair, man.
I'm telling you.
Okay, now we've moved on from the Pioneer. By the way, they haven't come up with anything.
He looks like he's going to rob me.
Now this one, I don't get this one at all, Joey.
The next one under fire is Prospector Pete, the 49er.
Him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Prospector Pete, he
from
looks
California
like...
State University, Long Beach.
If you ever got carjacked by a white guy, it was him.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, no. No, he looks...
He's got a...
Now, he looks friendly. No, think about it. If he was wearing a baseball cap with a flat bill, who does he look like? Think Baumhauer's, which, by the way, people are still meeting at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight. Madonna will be your host. But who does Prospector Pete look like if he was wearing a straight-billed ball cap?
All right, we totally found a caricature of Randall.
It would have to be turned to the side, though.
But California State University's Long Beach their longstanding prospector Pete mascot.
What's wrong with
was
it?
Was relieved, I'm getting there, relieved of his duties in 2018 because he represented the California Gold Rush.
Gold in them hills. How did California get settled? Yeah. Why did anybody want to go to California?
But they don't like the Gold Rush because, as the university president put it, I need to get a time in history when the indigenous peoples of California endured subjugation, violence, and threats of genocide.
Like everybody else in these United States of America now?
Everybody. And if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't be there.
Has anybody heard of Trail of Tears?
Right.
I mean, I think those were kind of subjugated to...
People kind of forget about you.
They really do.
Yeah, they forget about you.
The poor Native Americans, the Indians, they're the ones that's getting screwed.
Well, and the next mascot from which university? University of Illinois.
That's
Chief Illiniwek. Illiniwek?
Something of that.
Yeah. In summer 2019, summer of this year, the University of Illinois Commission advised the public retirement of the Native American mascot after critics deemed him to be offensive to indigenous people.
He looks pretty, I mean...
Others characterized the change as, quote, an attempt to purge Native representation at the university. So what are we doing here? Are we getting rid of offensive stereotypes? Or are we removing certain people of color from the spotlight?
At all the above.
He's about to 84. Southernwood here is about to have an aneurysm.
He just got redder.
Wait for the next one.
Well, I was waiting on this one.
No more kid games.
It's the purpose of a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Mascots came about because of football. There's a great, it's on ESPN 150. It's about the beginnings of college football and where they took off and what happened, and they go into how that it really started after the Civil War and that men needed a way to do battle, and you hear all these things about, you know, the old Carlin skit about football versus baseball.
Sure.
and all that, and there actually is something to it. They lay it out real well.
It's a simulation of war.
And that's what it was. I mean, people were like getting killed playing football.
Right.
And they kind of tamed, they've been taming the sport down since. To where, I mean, it's still pretty violent.
It was hardcore in the beginning.
But, I mean, honest to God, like the last year, they almost disbanded football in colleges. There were like 33 people killed. I ain't talking about blew an ACL out, got a concussion. I'm talking dead. Funeral service.
Leather pads.
But, you know, when you look at it in that aspect, a mascot is like what you're fighting for. That's what you're going for. It should be something that is like you aim for. That's a high praise.
Right.
You know, if you're the, you know, Cleveland Indians or the, you know, Washington Redskins, I mean, that's putting them up. The Florida State Seminoles.
Right.
You know, that's saying we want to be a warrior, like a Seminole warrior.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go out there and do that. Guarantee to you, if there wasn't one single Indian mascot, then the Indians would be saying, well, why y'all got the Cowboys and y'all ain't got the Indians? Y'all are discriminating against Indians. Y'all don't think we're tough.
But I will say,
somebody's going to get butt hurt about no matter what you do.
But the Cleveland Indians, they're still the Cleveland Indians. And they, fair enough, to your point. And I think they should be. However, I kind of agree with getting rid of, Chief Wahoo? The actual image they had used for so long, because an artist essentially rendered like all different ethnic groups like in the same style as the Chief Wahoo cartoon. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. That's a little offensive. That's like you'd have to see the meme, but I was like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it doesn't offend me.
No, and I didn't think about it. It doesn't offend me either. But anyway, the next one, Cowboys, not a certain cowboy.
I bet they're offended for a different reason because of these Cowboys.
It's not like Pecos Bill or anything. It is, no. Cowboys in general. In 2018, two dozen professors banded together to demand that the University of Wyoming cease the use of its marketing campaign slogan, "The World Needs More Cowboys," because, as one professor put it, quote, the word cowboy invokes a white, macho, male, able-bodied, heterosexual, U.S.-born person.
Damn right. What's wrong with that?
The university stood its ground and continued to use the slogan, which turned out to be a success, generating $38,000 increase in royalties over the previous year.
There's nothing wrong with what they
white,
claim.
Macho, male, able-bodied, heterosexual, U.S.-born person, brother, brother.
Oh. That's like the Gillette commercial. Toxic masculinity.
Okay, so you're getting
rid
of...
They were on the cutting edge of that.
You're getting rid of the cowboys, and you get rid of the Indians.
Well, now all Native Americans, the entire state of Maine, has placed an outright ban on any mascot that depicts or refers to a Native American tribe, individual, custom, or tradition. Democrat Governor Janet Mills called such mascots, quote, a source of pain and anguish
that
for Native
picture,
communities.
He looks like he's fixing to murder somebody.
Yeah, look,
that is
happened.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you're, see, you really are Native American.
Yeah, I'm Cherokee and Italian.
But instead of this being your mascot, instead of this Indian warrior.
I support him.
Instead of that being your
terrible.
Mascot, you are now the Black Bear.
No.
The University of Maine Black Bears.
No,
look it up. I don't make this stuff up.
You gave him a color. You could have just called me a bear.
You're the Black Bears. Well, that'll come in time. But now, instead of being this fierce warrior.
Now you're the chicken.
That goes out and scalps people that try to take their land. Now you're something that crawls into people's garbage cans and strews garbage all over their yard. That's what you're fighting for.
It could be the lobsters.
Or you could be the spiders.
But that's what they are. Look it up. University of Maine, Black Bears. That's what they are.
I believe you.
The Black Bears.
But here, we got to hit a break. We've already
little cuddly little
too
bear.
Long here. You're listening to Happy Hour and be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We are cruising through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of accidents on the boulevard. We have one in the 400 block of the Northeastern Boulevard. That's going to be right at Wears Ferry Road. And now we have an accident right at I-85. So let's be careful out there. If you're on the interstates, we see some delays for you. I-85 is slow as you go into the downtown area. That little jam up starts around Mulberry Street and goes to the interchange. Once you head north on I-65, there's a couple of little bitty slowdowns, one around the Northern Boulevard and one just a little bit north of that. No big problems. Those will go away in just a couple of minutes, so be patient. There's big crowds headed out of downtown. Atlanta Highway is crowded all the way out from about Madison Avenue all the way out to Taylor Road, so let's be careful in that vicinity. Look out for the traffic around you. Be careful and get yourself home safely. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, like the Huntington Hawks, has a winning tradition. Each vehicle goes through a 160-point inspection. If it doesn't pass, they don't sell them. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked? That wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Montgomery Police Department has arrested Carlos Geraldo, 26, of Montgomery for burglary first degree and sodomy first degree. Monday at about 1:34 p.m., MPD responded to the 500 block of Festival Place after receiving a report of a residential burglary. On scene, they found an adult female victim who said that an unknown subject unlawfully entered her home, sexually assaulted her, then stole her personal belongings. Plus, in Montgomery, police are investigating a two-vehicle crash that ended with a car inside of a building early this morning. Officials tell us it happened near Madison Avenue and Union Street. Montgomery Fire says the other vehicle involved was a school bus, but there were no children on board. Even with all of that damage, there are only minor injuries. And Walmart and Kroger recently announcing they are no longer allowing customers to open carry in stores. Walmart has also said it's going to stop selling handguns and certain types of ammunition. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today, high temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s, then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. This will be a short segment, but it should be a doozy because on the phone, Prospector Pete himself. I mean, Randall. Hey, Randall.
What's going on,
fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Pete?
At first,
Woo! Prospector
at
Pete.
First, when I tell you, when I called it, I was like, crap, I didn't catch the whole name of the dude. So I called in, and then it hit me. Tune in out, baby. So I went back and I rewound it right quick. And I looked it up and, hey, I ain't arguing. Hey, he's a cool looking cat.
Yeah.
I love it. And the colors are black and gold, which is from where my school is black and gold.
Right.
So
no, it really did make me think of you.
See, the bib just ain't cocked to the side. If the bib was cocked to the side and he had some silver chains on,
yeah, it was gold.
And I want to get serious just one second because my brother earlier calling in, Clint. I can't go no further through the day without putting these comparisons together. Clint, I want you to think this, brother. You and them cooking is equal. They put on blackface and was crawling around on the floor picking up cigar butts. Nobody would ever human possibly have you do that. Not back then in your Boy Scout camp. Not now in 2019, Clint. Look. All the old white Republicans been bamboozled. She's cross, y'all. We got to stand up and know we've been tricked, and it needs to stop today. Y'all need to quit taking up for us and do the right thing, people. Y'all, that is no, yeah, that is not even the same thing. Please, everybody think about it.
You all right, Pastor Pete?
Hello?
Oh, that's it, man. That's why I was calling back. I mean, everybody, please, this is our time to move forward or backwards right here in Alabama. And just because a handful of folks wanted to step down, don't get on her side.
Randall.
Hey, I understand Randall's passion, and sometimes his mouth outruns what, and he knows better. But I really, really understand what Randall's talking about. And Randall's very passionate about this subject. Since it's become part of, you know, the news cycle, he's been very outspoken, and he's not changed, or he's not towing the Republican line. He's not towing any line.
Sure.
He's being honest, and I appreciate that about him. I appreciate his passion. Sometimes his passion gets
a little passionate.
A little out of hand.
Well, let's cool down. We got to hit a traffic break.
Sweet.
And we'll be right back.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic making our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we see a couple of issues on the boulevard that is going to slow you down. We still have the police working the accident at Ware's Ferry Road in the boulevard. And now we have a disabled vehicle in the traffic lanes. It's between Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway in the curve right in front of Walmart, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, things are looking a little bit better. It's still pretty packed up on I-85, so be careful around the interchange. The traffic on I-65 looks like it's clearing up, and people are back up to a speed limit right there. Let's just be careful as we get on home this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the Tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology. From local board-certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin, Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. We're just taking a breath here, folks. Just taking some time. Cool down for a second. Oh, and there's that stupid emu for Liberty Mutual on the television.
Oh, I thought that was some political guy.
No, it's an insurance commercial.
Oh. Now, Lemu, the emu, is that, growing on me.
Really?
Actually,
when
is.
He put those shades on, I was like, yep, I'm cool.
Okay, it's a pretty cool emu. Fine, I've been convinced. One thing, though.
Those things are dangerous, though.
One thing, though, that I saw earlier today, and I believe I mentioned this off air. The state of Michigan.
Ah, yes.
Number one, your football programs are not as good as ours. Number two, I don't for the life of me understand the argument that to protect the children, we have to treat full-grown adults like children. What I'm talking about, folks, is the state of Michigan has outright banned flavored vaping devices, e-cigarettes, in order to protect the children. So because some parents or guardians of some type can't control their children.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because that's your whole frickin' responsibility as a caretaker.
That sounds too much like personal responsibility, Joey.
You're damn right.
Nope. That does not exist anymore, Joey.
These fart knockers up there. Because you can't control your own kids. Oh, it's mommy, daddy, it's bubble gum. So let me smoke it.
And the
no.
what just passed? The thing where you can't sell to, like, you can't have any kind of advertisement in any stores anywhere?
It's just, like, and also, do you know this company that's, like, advocates against, for the longest time, they advocated against cigarettes. I've never been addicted to cigarettes. I've never liked cigarettes. I've smoked one or two when I'm drunk at a bar.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
Oh, they're,
when you're drinking?
I don't smoke at all. I can't smoke like one or two. It's either two packs a day or none.
Well, fair enough. And no, but I've never liked cigarettes. I've liked chewing tobacco. I've liked dip.
Cigarettes are the best, man. It's the coolest thing in the world.
I smoke.
I've even smoked a Black & Mild before I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, they're awesome.
But here's the thing.
Oh. No, they're not awesome. Excuse me. They're terrible. They're horrible for you.
There's this company out there called Truth.
Oh,
you've seen
yeah,
their commercials. Yeah. Their new thing is now, you don't know what Juul's doing to you. Are you willing to be Juul's guinea pig?
They are.
Yeah. Like, it's just so obnoxious. It's like, oh, my God. And it would be one thing if the constant threat of legal action wasn't on the table. Then you could be as obnoxious as you want, and I might listen to you. But all these anti-smoking nonprofits and whatnot, for all your facts, which I agree with, about the harms of nicotine and tar, like these, you know, leafy candles we call cigarettes, you always end up going to the government to force your perspective on others because it's not good enough to persuade grown adults. And you have to now treat everybody like children because you know better. Well, no, you don't know better because you don't know what the nature of actual politics is. You're violent. And just because you go through an official process and you get men with suits to put the laws on the books for you doesn't mean you're behaving any better than the average person that would go punch somebody in the face for smoking a cigarette. It's ridiculous. I want to raise money to do anti-truth crap. Yeah, I'm literally not sharing the facts. I just think you're obnoxious a-holes.
I wonder.
They have no sense of proportion or sense of respect for people's liberty or personal responsibility.
I wonder if this organization takes any money from, say, R.J. Reynolds.
I bet it's...
It's just, it drives me up a wall.
I mean, it's just an open-ended question. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm not accusing them of doing that, but it would make sense to me if I made cigarettes, then maybe I would try to do something to inhibit or restrict the sale of these e-cigarette things and the vaping products.
Yeah, but this group has
gone
after. So you're
forced to come to me to get the nicotine rather than get
Yeah, but this group has gone after cigarettes for a long time, too. They're just, that's their thing.
I like what Thailand did, how they took the pictures of the cancer-infested lungs and insides of people.
Doesn't stop people.
I know, but it's gross, and that's a good way to do it, because when you see that, it's like,
They used to show us that stuff in high school, maybe back there with a dip of stuff in our mouth, spitting in a cup, going, yeah, that's nasty.
But
that dude's face
but
fell
it was,
off.
It was that peach flavor that hooked you, right?
No,
the cherry-flavored stuff, right?
Actually, it was Copenhagen.
Oh, that stuff's...
It's
like
full strength.
Yeah, you feel like a man. You start growing a beard immediately once you start putting that stuff in your mouth. I don't care if you're 10.
Apparently.
You got a beard by your time you're 11.
Top hair.
You look like Grizzly
down.
Adams if he had a beard. Didn't Grizzly Adams have?
Yes.
Yeah. Grizzly Adams. Yeah. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
My daddy is Grizzly Adams. You ought to see him.
We got to hit one more break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we see a couple of issues on the boulevard that is going to slow you down. We still have the police working the accident at Wears Ferry Road in the boulevard, and now we have a disabled vehicle in the traffic lanes. It's between Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway in the curve right in front of Walmart, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, things are looking a little bit better. It's still pretty packed up on I-85, so be careful around the interchange. The traffic on I-65 looks like it's clearing up, and people are back up to a speed limit ride there. Let's just be careful as we get on home this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault?
Get the Tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Go, 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 O'Reilly!
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4-ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood with 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, that does it for happy hour today, folks.
Already?
There's one more hour to go, the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And if you can't listen from 6 to 7, I understand. But that's why you have to subscribe. That's why you need to subscribe. I want you to subscribe to the Joey Clark Radio Hour podcast so you can listen whenever you please. It's easy. Just go to like Apple Podcasts, hit subscribe, give me a 5-star review. And then it'll pop up. I post the episodes right after the live show gets done. But you can use Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn,
SoundCloud.
Spotify, SoundCloud. It's all over the place. Just search for the Joey Clark Radio Hour on your preferred podcast app on your smartphone. You know how it works.
Then you have your own Joey in your pocket.
Right, and you can listen whenever you please. And I'll be tickling those earbuds.
This next hour is like Queen said in Radio Gaga.
Radio.
The what? Greatest hour is yet to come. It's in the song. Play it.
I like that.
I didn't get it.
That Southern Wood.
Yeah.
He's using lyrics to share wisdom. I like that.
Yeah. They were thinking.